item, please.
Item 1037, authorize a contract with Squire Patton Boggs, U.S. LLP, for federal lobbying not to exceed $198,000 a year.
Colleagues, the city has benefited from having an on-the-ground team in Washington, D.C. in order to get in front of our delegation, the administration, and work groups like the United States Conference of Mayors. Having a presence in D.C. is essential for the city to make sure that not only our friends in the congressional delegation know our priorities and values, but that the current Trump administration continues to know that Portland, as well as other cities, stand as engines of ideas and our nation's economy, and that Portland and our communities won't be trampled by this administration's divisive brand of politics. I've appreciated the work of Vicky Cram in particular and her team generally to represent the city's interests. She does fantastic work, and I look forward to continuing our work with her. I've had the opportunity to go back and meet with our delegation, and I've found Vicky's help vital to the success of those meetings that I've had in D.C. Thanks to Elizabeth Edwards and her team for being here today. Nils Tullstrom is here. Carrie Poffel, I don't know if she's here, but thanks to her as well for running a very thorough process. Elizabeth, it's all yours.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Commissioners, for the record, Elizabeth Edwards, Interim Director with the Office of Government Relations. You've covered a little bit of the background. We have obviously dedicated staff here in Portland that work with our Oregon delegation and coordinate efforts locally, but having that presence on the ground is incredibly important to advocate on behalf of the city's interests. And it's really not just about Congress or key committees or the administration or federal agencies, but as you highlighted, also the these national organizations that share the city's values, because it's not just about the federal government, it's about national politics. And that's why it's so essential that we have a knowledgeable, strategic, physical presence in Washington, D.C. So before you today, we are bringing an ordinance to allow the Office of Government Relations to enter into a contract for federal representation. Our current one expires in October. And just by way of background, our current contract is with Squire Patton Boggs. We extended it. It was going to expire at the end of August, and we extended it through the end of October in order to allow for a robust procurement process. Starting back in April of this year, our office worked with procurement services as well as the mayor's office in order to issue a request for proposals. And we were looking for responses from individuals or firms that have a demonstrated experience working with the federal government and representing other cities or municipalities. Unfortunately, this April RFP didn't produce sufficient responses for a competitive procurement process, and so we canceled that RFP and we updated and reissued the request. In July, with the help of procurement services, our office convened an evaluation committee comprised of four city employees, a mix of council offices and bureau representation, as well as one external member of the public from the Excellent Minority Evaluator Program. After review and discussion of those proposals, the evaluation committee ultimately determined that Squire Patton Boggs provided the best proposal and awarded it the highest score. So the contract itself is for 3 years with the opportunity for a single extension for an additional 3 years. The amount is not to exceed $198,000 per year, and the funds for the lobbying contract already exist in the government relations budget, so no additional funds are required. So I'd also like to echo thanks to Nils Tillstrom and Carrie Paffel for helping shepherd this process through. And with that, I'll close my remarks and happy to answer any questions.
How many companies proposed or responded to the RFP?
We ultimately had three viable proposals come forward. It's an area where it's an area of lobbying that doesn't have a wealth of folks practicing in that area.
Commissioner Friss?
Well, I appreciate the robust process and going back out since we didn't get it. I was also very happy to see the contract awarded with Victoria Cram still being our representative. I'm getting old enough that people start retiring hither and yon. So I'm just wondering, I don't know what Ms. Cram's plans are, but supposing she were to decide not to continue working for the firm, what would be, do they have viable alternatives?
Commissioner Fritz, yes, as part of the proposal, it's not just Vicky, but she's supported by a whole team of folks. And so there's a bench there, but Vicky is, of course, our primary point of contact.
And I've been very impressed with how successful we've been at the federal government, so thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Is there public testimony on this item? Very good. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. President Trump, are you going to give any federal funds to the state of Oregon? Do we have lobbyists in there that can communicate you in a, to you in a reasonable manner to ensure that we get those funds? We have a lot of city commissioners in here that think that stopping the city in its tracks and hurting the overall city economically is going to send a message to the current administration. But I think the current administration is going to send back a message and say, we're going to stop your funding like we're going to do North Korea, and we're going to remove half of you out of your seats. And, you know, my question here is this, is that we have two senators that really speak out against the current administration, really speak out against somebody that has been elected as the president. Now, in my opinion, if you're going to do that, make a stand. Make a stand like North Korea. Be willing to lose everything economically. Be willing to stand there and say, I don't like you, and it doesn't matter. Make that stand. Stop all the federal funding coming to the city of Portland. Make your stand. We have lobbyists that were paying, what, $200,000 a year to try to create ways to get that funding. Are the current senators right now working alongside the lobbyist or making it very difficult for the lobbyist to obtain any type of funding from the federal government? What is their job? What are the jobs of these elected officials here? Anti-Trump? Anti-Sessions? Anti-federal grants? Make your stand. Be willing to make your stand like North Korea. Be willing to take your whole economy down like North Korea. And remember one thing. These elected officials here, when you do that, you're not going to be sitting in those seats. And I have a statement to all of you that think you can negotiate with the current administration in the manner that you think you have up to this point. Guess what? What is he doing with North Korea right now? What is he doing at the United Nations right now with North Korea, who made that stand? I ask any of you elected officials here, what is he going to do with North Korea? That's what he's going to do with the city of Portland. These lobbyists don't have a chance to get any money. They don't have a chance to get anything. They don't have a chance, because when you go into negotiations with the same mindset as Kim Jong-un, who's a complete idiot, an idiot who should be removed, if you go in with the same mindset, you're going to see what happens to Kim Jong-un and his regime in the same way the Trump administration will come back and let you know. We will destroy you economically. We will destroy you military.
Thank you.
And, you know, let me ask you something, Mayor Wheeler, since you're here.
I'm always here. I'm easy to find.
Do you think that you're going to help these lobbyists get any money from the federal government by denying the right to go over and sit at a meeting with Jeff Sessions? And just to look at his face and say, you know what?
Excuse me.
I'm the police commissioner.
This is off topic, but
no,
I will.
It's not off topic.
Excuse me.
Because they go and lobby for money.
Excuse me.
Okay,
if you let me talk, I will actually answer your question.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, number one, I disagree with you said I don't like. Okay, this isn't personal. I profoundly disagree with this administration's policies vis-a-vis Sanctuary City. And I'm not putting that out there as a statement of value. I'm putting that out there as a point of law. And the Attorney General can have his opinion with regard to Sanctuary City, but guess what? The federal courts, including a judge in Chicago appointed by Republican Ronald Reagan, agrees with us and disagrees with the president and disagrees with the attorney general. I stand on the principle of law, And for me, as an elected official, that is what I'm going to continue to do. So guess what? I believe both we will stand on that principle, and I believe we're entitled to those federal funds, and we will continue to fight for them. And this firm, which works across the aisles, I don't know what Vicky's politics are, and I don't care, but I know she has a lot of clients who are Republicans as well. We will continue to work with her to fight for the funds that we believe we are entitled to and uphold the law, which is what we are obliged to do. But thank you for your testimony.
If I might just respond real fast,
sure.
And I respect your debating back and forth in a reasonable
manner.
And I
always appreciate yours as well. Thank you.
We need to understand what these lobbyists' position are. They're representing us. They're representing how much money we're going to get. And when we negotiate and see what North Korea has done with the current Trump administration, it's a lesson to be learned. It's a lesson to understand. Whoever is the president, we need to go in there and negotiate in a reasonable manner, which will benefit the city, not bankrupt it like North Korea. Lesson to be learned. Lesson to watch. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Any further questions or comments on this one, folks? Thank you, Elizabeth and Niels, for coming in. This is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. Commissioner Fritz, at the bell.
Just before you gavel, I'd like to associate myself with your remarks and thank you for speaking on behalf of the entire council.
Very good. And I shouldn't presume to speak on behalf of the council, but I know we've had these conversations, and so I took that liberty, and I appreciate your stating that. This is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you.